Welcome to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. It's the classic Jesus music radio show. It's a look back at where it all began. This is Full Circle, looking back at the beginnings of today's contemporary Christian music. Now, here's your host, Jerry Bryant.
Hi, everybody. So glad you've tuned in to this new episode of Full Circle, episode 301. As I head down the road toward another 100 shows, will you stay with me as I take you back to where it all began? So, there's a spoiler alert for this episode, as it could be one of the most challenging of all of my 300 plus shows I produced, but I think you understand. There were many things that Jesus said with his disciples, some they didn't understand, and other things that to obey came with a cost. So, starting this out, here's Pharaoh on Pharaoh, setting in place the theme for this show.
It's funny, but it seems this world's become a smaller place. The wonders of technology connect the human race. The anthem cried, we are the world, and move the hands of fate. But did we say it all? Is there a higher goal? One man came down through heaven's door, a beacon for all men. He lights the path and holds the gate for any coming in. In death he hung with criminals, the earth itself stood still, and never has one's death showed such love fulfilled. Jesus, 'cause people all over the world are crying out to be loved. People all over the world need to know about Jesus, 'cause people all over the world are crying out to be loved. For all believers who would follow in his name, that Jesus' words be first and last in all that we proclaim. Love would be the means and ends to what we say or do, for only love can draw people like me.
Jesus, 'cause people all over the world are crying out to be loved.
need to know about Jesus? Pharaoh and Pharaoh. Seems to me that the early classic Jesus music folks had an understanding, and of course a call, to follow the Great Commission where Jesus said in Mark 15, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." Into all the world? What a challenge Jesus gave to those who follow him. In the early days of the Jesus Revolution, where Jesus music first came from, somehow we knew. We were compelled to tell everyone through concerts, Jesus coffee houses, mission trips, and during that era, many new groups were formed to equip disciples and send them out. Groups like Youth of the Mission, Operation Mobilization, Campus Crusade for Christ, The Navigators, and so many more, working to take it to the world.
When I look at myself, I seem so small in my eyes. What you see is beyond me. When you say, child, rise up and conquer in my name. So here I stand with open hand, waiting for your anointing. I need your hands, I need your feet, so I can bring the light. Can put a thousand to flight, so I will stand on your word. Take your love and light up the night, and I will take it to all the world, into all the world. My heart keeps praying.
This is Annie Herring of the Second Chapter of Acts. You are listening to the very best of classic Jesus music on Full Circle with Jerry Bryant.
Thanks, Annie. Take it to all the world. The second chapter of Acts and their final recording of original material, with that song written by Annie and music by Matthew and our friend Jim Tenable, from the Far Away Places album on Live Oak Records in 1987. Produced and engineered by Buck Herring, of course. Their final concert was in Houston, Texas, August 12, 1988. This is Jerry Bryant, and it's probably clear now why the name on this episode 301 is entitled Go. It's a reminder to what was one of the driving forces behind the Jesus music era of the late 60s, early 70s, and 80s. That helped birth today's CCM. And there was one group so committed to sharing the message, they named themselves Harvest. in anticipation that the expected result of preaching the gospel would be seen in a harvest of hungry souls coming to Jesus. The vision of harvest was to see 100 million people come to know Jesus Christ personally through the band's music ministry. And along with Jerry Williams, the original members of Harvest were Ed Kerr and Paul Wilbur. And they averaged over 100 concerts a year. Having borrowed from the title of this next song to name this particular episode, from the 1988 Sparrow Records called Holy Fire, Harvest and Go on Full Circle with Jerry Bryant.
With so many people living in the world, how can we live so casually? And so many children they've never even heard, crying alone in the streets. When will we show them that the light of the world is Jesus? When will we lay down our gold and our pearls for their freedom? Oh, with so many people dying every day, how can you say there's nothing to see? And the world around us in constant decay, give them the chance to be free. When will we show them the light of the world is Jesus? And when will we lay down our gold and our pearls for their freedom? Oh, go into the world and make disciples in every land. Go into the world and heal them in Jesus' name. Go. With so many living without hope in the world, do we really believe they'll die? I can't understand what we're waiting for. We're wasting time. When will we show them the light of the world is Jesus? Yeah. When will we lay down our gold and our pearls for their freedom? Go into the world and make disciples in every land.
The founder and voice of contemporary Christian music group Harvest, Jerry Williams, traveled the world for 20 years spreading the gospel with 19 albums in his discography. The vision of Harvest, as I said, reaching 100 million people to come to know Jesus personally. And I think the title of the song is as clear as you can get when Jesus said go. Over the years, the rock band Petra went through personnel changes, to be sure. Next, John Slitt, former lead singer for Head East, and his first album with the band after the departure of Greg Vos. It was recorded in 1986 for A&M Records. In addition to John Lowry on keyboards, John Elefante came alongside, and the project was produced by brother Dino as well as John. Here's Petra.
Take our eyes off the fields, settle in to have a feel.
from Back to the Street, Petra, on Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. So when someone makes a call, either it's ignored or it's answered. Here's the band Whiteheart to encourage you in your response.
Hear a whisper in the night, see a distant burning light that you cannot explain. Or you try to shut it out, cover it up with all your doubts, but it won't go away. Answer the call. Answer the call. Look out, knock upon the door. It's getting loud, you can't ignore. A voice is calling your name. Don't you live in the status quo? Don't you go where you always go. It's crying out for change. Answer the call. Answer the call. Call it inspiration. Call it revelation. Call it anything at all. But burning deep in you, something you've got. Now the path is there to take, now the choice is there to make. Don't let the vision fade. You'll be living in the dark, running away from your own heart. If you just turn away, answer the call. Answer the call. Come on.
Answer the call. Whiteheart. Say, let me share a word about how to find this show and all the past episodes on the web. Go to www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. You'll find a list of affiliate stations, podcast formats, where you can hear all the episodes of Full Circle. And with your financial support, it will help underwrite the next episode. If you're willing to communicate that you like this episode with your financial support, just go to donate. That's the button at the top right of the webpage. And whatever you hear the Lord say do, do it. Just give. Whether one time or on a monthly basis, it's tax exempt. And thanks. Now, this next song really makes it clear what the message is that Jesus commanded his disciples to take to the whole world. The good news that Jesus came to fulfill the Father's desire that none be lost. He came to build a bridge from man to heaven and a way to be released from the sin that separated them from the Father's heart. You know, we're not qualified to be forgiven by the degree of our remorse or the acts of our restitution. God declares mankind forgiven and innocent based solely upon the obedience of Christ and his one act of righteousness. Friends, once we realize this, his love energizes us to live a life that exhibits the divine nature, the life of our design. Simply said, that's the good news. That Jesus saves. Here's Dallas Home in Full Circle, and Jesus saves.
A peasant girl in Mexico, a teacher in Bombay. In Africa, a fisherman, a housewife in LA. People people, just people, in every single land, have never known the Savior's love, or felt His healing hand. Message clear that Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Across the world from where we live, right across the street, neighbors we know very well, and souls we'll never meet. Just people trying to find their way, searching in the darkness for the light of day. The message clear that Jesus saves, Jesus saves. While the fields are wide and to harvest, but the laborers are few, but by His might the world will know there is hope in God.
Dallas home, and Jesus saves. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Scott Wesley Brown, and you're listening to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant.
Thanks, Scott. Welcome to part two, and I think this next song will make you smile.
Oh, Lord, I am your willing servant. You know that I have been for years. I'm here in this pew every Sunday and Wednesday. I've standed with many a tear. I've given you years of my service, and I've always given my best. And I've never asked you for anything much. So, Lord, I deserve this request.
serve you here in suburbia, in my comfortable middle class life. Please don't send me out into the bush where the natives are restless at night. I'll see that the money is gathered, and I'll see that the money is sent, and I'll wash and stack the communion cups, I'll tithe 11%, I'll volunteer for the nursery, and I'll go on the youth group retreat. I'll usher, I'll deacon, I'll go door to door, just let me keep warming this seat. But please don't send me to Africa, I don't think I've got what it takes. I'm just a man, I'm not a Tarzan, but like a lion's glory. Don't send me out into the bush where the natives are restless at night. Please don't send me to Africa, I don't think I've got what it takes. I'm just a man, I'm not a Tarzan, but like a lion's gorillas or snakes. I'll serve you here in suburbia, in my comfortable middle class life. But please don't send me to the ends of the earth where the natives are restless at night.
Scott Wesley Brown. And please, please don't send me to Africa, whatever you do. Now, not that this parody from Scott Wesley Brown stopped me from going, as I just returned from two amazing weeks in Africa in March of 2024. But Scott was, in a clever way, shooting down all of the many excuses that are made about not taking seriously what Jesus said about going to all the world. Oh, sure, we can use electronic media, and we can financially support those who do go, and so many other things, but there's something to be experienced when, in obedience, you leave your comfort zone and go to the world. And no doubt we should go to places of greatest need right here where we live, but it takes real intentionality to go beyond our borders. The late Rich Mullins was intentional about leaving comfort, fame, and fortune as a successful early contemporary Christian music artist. Now, he was one of probably the most important songwriters in the 20th century Christian music. And he was a maverick who walked away from Nashville's Christian music scene when he and his friend Mitch McVicker moved to a Navajo reservation in New Mexico so that Rich could teach music to Navajo children. While Rich is best known for his worship music such as Our God is an Awesome God, he also wrote a musical inspired by Francis of Assisi, Canticle of the Plains. The song was released by Reunion Records on the Other Side of the Earth project in 1988. Rich Mullins understood what Jesus said to do, to reach out to the world.
Well, the other side of the world is not so far away as I thought that it was, as I thought that it was so far away. The other side of the world is not so far away, and the distance just dissolves into the love, into the love. And the new Jerusalem won't be as easy to build as I hoped it would be, as I hoped it would be easy to build. New Jerusalem won't be so easy to build. There's many bellies to fill and many hearts to free. Gotta set them free. But I see people who have learned to walk in faith with mercy in their hearts, glory on their faces. And I can see the people, and I pray it won't be long until your kingdom comes. And I know that the gates of hell are not as prone to prevail as I thought that they were, as the ones thought they were prone to prevail. But I know that the gates of hell, they have been destined to fail. I see Satan impaled on the sword of the word, on the sword of the word. And I see the people who have learned to walk in faith with mercy in their hearts.
And the late Keith Green understood as well, as you can hear from his Jesus West Coast concert in 1982.
And I run into people and I say, what are you doing for the Lord? And they go, well, I'm a banker for Christ, you know. I'm a lawyer for Jesus. I'm a student for Jesus. I'm a biker for Jesus. Everybody's, you know, you put a dove or a fish on your shirt, then you can Christianize it, I guess. But as I traveled around and I saw whole nations of people where there was only 50 or 100 believers in the whole country, what I saw was, it's either God's will for it to be this way, or it's got to be somebody else's fault. It's either God's fault that the world isn't being won. No, there's no fault in God. And I already told you what his Bible says. It's not his will for any to perish. But there's a little command found in the Bible. And that little command says, go ye into all the nations and preach the gospel and unto every creature, and make disciples of men. But I'll tell you what, folks, the world isn't being won today because we're not doing it. It's our fault. This generation of Christians is responsible for this generation of souls on the earth. And nowhere in the world is the gospel so plentiful as in the United States. Nowhere. And I don't want to see us stand before God on that day and say, but God, I didn't hear you call me. Here's something for all you to chew on. You don't need to hear a call. You're already called. In fact, if you stay home from going into all nations, you'd better be able to say to God, you called me to stay home, God. I know that as a fact. If you don't hear anything, know this, you are called to go. There's a rule in the armed forces. Always obey the last order you got until you get new orders from command headquarters. The last order I got in my Bible was go.
But we go the other way. his stars, the great judgment of fire, so he can gain his greatest desire, 'cause he knows that the souls of the lost, they can only be reached through us. We're his hands and his feet. Jesus commands us to go. It should be the exception. It should be the exception. If we stay, it's no wonder we're moving so slow. It's no wonder so slow. When his children refuse to obey, when God's children refuse to obey, feeling so called to stay. What you think a Christian is. I've known so many people that think a Christian means going to church a lot. You may have heard this before, but going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger. Saying a prayer don't make you a Christian. People in every religion pray. Even praying to Jesus doesn't make you a Christian. He says, many shall come in that day and say, Lord, Lord. He says, depart from me, I never knew you. Having the gifts of the Spirit or looking like you've got them doesn't mean you're a Christian. Jesus said, many shall come in that day and say, Lord, did we not cast out demons and heal the sick and raise the dead and all kinds of stuff? And he'll say the same thing, depart from me, I never knew you. You know what a Christian is? I've got a really good definition. Someone who's bananas for Jesus. Someone who loves the Lord thy God with all his heart, all his soul, all his mind, and all his strength. Don't forget the second part.
As you heard from the soundbite from the late Keith Green, from Jesus West Coast in 1982, we're commanded to go. Unless the Lord tells us to stay. Hard to get around that. And as I mentioned in the last episode, that song has particular meaning to me, since I made the only recording of the song at a concert with Keith at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, Illinois, where I started in radio in 1972. For some reason, Keith let me record the concert, and then, after he died in the airplane accident in July of 1982, I was contacted to see if I had any interviews or music from Keith that they could use on a posthumous enhanced recording, where they added instruments and background vocals to Keith's raw tracks and to the glory of God. Who knows? Only God knows how many have been impacted by this song over the years, and in obedience to Jesus, went to the nations with the good news. Thank you, Lord. We're looking back, and I've come to realize that because of what God was doing during the Jesus Revolution of the late 60s and 70s and 80s, there seemed to be an awareness that if you were to follow Jesus, it included sharing the good news with everyone.
In this world of darkness, Jesus loves them. Yeah.
Back in the mid-80s, a lot of secular artists were producing videos to support causes such as We Are the World for Africa, Do They Know It's Christmas, USA for Africa, Farm Aid, Do Something Now, from Christian Artists United to Save the Earth, The Cause, and this song, Carry the Light, written by Twyla Paris with Dallas Holm, BB and CC Winans, Michael W. Smith, Margaret Becker, Greg Exvols, the late Mylon LeFevre, and many more, produced by the late Jonathan David Brown. No doubt, my time in Africa in March of 2024 stirred me to produce this special episode of Full Circle. I also appreciate the letters of encouragement I receive from time to time from listeners, like this one from Paul French. He said, I see that episode 300 has posted. What a milestone, Jerry. I can't wait to listen. And episode 296 with Fletch Wiley was so enjoyable. You introduced me to the band Sunlight, who I never heard of before, and also the song Walking Into the Light by James Vincent. New to me. Thanks again, Paul. Also, big thanks go out to Joshua Inman and Tim Piles for helping me to remember these great songs I've been privileged to share. There's one more song to share, but first, if you feel God spoken to you through this episode and you want to respond, write me. Let me know at info@fullcirclejesusmusic.com. info@fullcirclejesusmusic.com. Share the show on my Facebook page. Go to www.fullcirclejesusmusic.com. FullCircleJesusMusic.com. Go to the playlist. Find the show entitled Go, Listen Again. And pass it on to someone else. And it's also the same place you can send your tax-exempt gifts, whether one time or on an automatic monthly basis, in support of the radio ministry. By some, Steve Camp has been called a fiery prophet. His Fire and Ice project in 1984 might give you that impression. But this last song is from the self-produced Justice LP in 1988, featuring the legendary Ashley Cleveland, Marty McCall, and written by Steve and my friend, Rob Frazier.
Sells herself on 7th Avenue, and you hear crying out for help. My God, what will we do? Don't tell them Jesus loves them till you're ready to love them too, till your heart breaks from the sorrow and the pain.
Steve Camp. Maybe too matter of fact for some, but certainly it's good to check out what we do and who we do it for. Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep your eyes to the sky. Let your light shine. Full Circle is produced in the Jesus Solid Rock Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Full Circle is a JSR production.
This is Full Circle.